It certainly feels like it's been forever in the making. It was in the NASRA conference that the party resolved that if you are a holder of a public office, an office bearer, a member, public representative, you've been indicted to appear in a court of law, that you must step aside. It's a matter that the NEC has been grappling with for a while. Many South Africans, in fact, growing frustrated with not only the ANC, but the president in not being able to see this happen. A National Working Committee meeting happened on the 3rd of May, concluded yesterday, and they have resolved that the decision must be implemented. And here to help us understand all of it and its impact is senior political reporter for Eyewitness News, Tsitsi Madia. Tsitsi, a very good morning and welcome to the show. I mean, good afternoon, rather, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm perfectly fine. We are watching the ANC this week to see how things will end up.
It was a big deal, was it not, that five members effectively, including the president, of the top six agreeing that not only Ace Magashule, but those implicated by this resolution, and they have not stepped aside as at the end of April, will now need to be served with suspension letters. Explain to the listeners what's going to happen now.
You know, it's not a new thing to say in that from the NEC, they kind of had taken a stance. What we're expecting to happen now is for letters of suspension to be sent out. The NWC yesterday instructing the different structures, so provincial leaders, secretaries specifically, to now issue out suspensions to members who have these court matters because it affects brand ANC. So now we're going to a NEC, the party has a National Executive Committee meeting at the end of the week. This is the highest decision-making body between conferences. So you've got different views from different people, factions within the party. So one says Ace Magashule specifically, because he's the most senior leader implicated in this matter, should not even make it to the NEC over the weekend. But you've got his supporters saying that he needs to be able to state his case even there. He has said he's not going to step aside. Ideally, he should be suspended. But that matter, his people are hoping he'll be able to deal with when he gets to conference. But at this point in time, what should happen is his deputy should give him a suspension letter.
And this will happen forthwith. They do not have to wait until the ordinary sitting of the National Executive Committee that is scheduled to happen this weekend.
That is exactly the argument that's taking place, where some people are saying it's done. He's pretty much out of office. But his supporters are saying, no, it's not done. He must be able to state his case. I've heard from people that, you know, in the closed meetings, he asked to step aside for a short period. He asked that he remains the Secretary General and that whoever is acting in that role, which is his deputy, continues acting as in her own position and doesn't take up the role of the SGO. So he's asked for these issues, even threatening that, you know, some people will take this issue to court. It hasn't been tested out in a court of law. So I think that battle is far from over, Africa. It'd be so simple to assume that now that they're here, the matter's been finalized. I don't think so. I think Ace has a never-say-die attitude and will fight until he can't any longer.
Certainly. Jesse Duarte, in fact, in a wide-ranging interview, one of them was with you, indicated that she wants to continue operating as the Deputy Secretary General as opposed to an acting Secretary General. She will have to pen those letters, will she not? Effectively suspending Ace Magashule as a member of the ANC.
Absolutely. She then takes over the role in the case where the person above her is affected and Ace Magashule is. And when we spoke last week, I think 2 weeks ago, she said to me she's ready to implement the resolutions of the ANC, saying she's not afraid. She's very clear about what the roles are, what the constitution of the party demands, what the resolutions say, and that's what she's willing to do.
This is a big step for Cyril Ramaphosa. As I indicated in my intro after the Eyewitness News at 3 o'clock, we've been growing frustrated with the president and the ANC because this matter has been dragging on. I mean, we had hoped to see some light in August of last year when at the NEC meeting there seemed at least anyway to be a movement forward. This is it for Cyril Ramaphosa. He's managed to get what he wants, which is generally consensus where everybody is party to the decision that is being made by the ANC.
You know, some people call him slow poison, saying that he was always going to seep into the system slowly. It's been a difficult process to watch because the ANC has so many processes and creates so many processes. Cyril Ramaphosa specifically likes to have a collective approach to pretty much everything, wants to consult everybody, but it is a do-or-die moment for him and his supporters, you know. After the decisions that were taken last month at that crucial NEC, any attempt to back off or to slow down will not be received well, even within the party. You know, the argument that was made last month is that the balance of forces, the balance of powers in the party has finally tilted in his favor. And that if they don't act now, they'd be squandering those balance of forces. But as some have questioned is, the ANC says that it's doing all of this because it wants to show that it's serious about renewal, it's serious about corruption. And some are saying, but if you are serious about corruption, why would you want to keep these people on the payroll? Because even if ACE does eventually step aside or is suspended, he'll remain able to earn a salary from the ANC. So there are issues like that that I think the general public about how the ANC runs itself and then Cyril Ramaphosa will always be unhappy about to some extent.
Some of the legal issues that have been, touted by some in the, let's call them, the Radical Economic Transformation faction of the ANC, is that this process doesn't have an appeals process. So if you are affected and you want to appeal the decision that has been made by the secretariat of the ANC, you really don't have anywhere to go to.
You know, there's an interesting thing that Gwede Mantashe, the national chair, said to me when I had an interview with him last week about how some arguments are made purely for convenience. I do know that Paul Mashatile has told the Sunday Times that they're trying to sort out the appeals process. But Africa, all one needs to do is actually look at the original guidelines that were created. And they actually say appoint an independent party to play the appeals process, to play the appeals role. So that provision was actually made for. The issue is about actually implementing, and that's not a new issue with the ANC. It takes forever, drags its feet in putting processes in place. So that's where the issue lies. It's not that it's not there, that provision is not made for. It is there in black and white. It's a question of they've taken their time in making sure it's set up. Some in the ANC also argue that the people who are responsible have taken their time because they also benefited from this being a prolonged process. So there's always politics, I suppose, in pretty much everything they do in a political party. But to say that it's absolutely not there, that's not accurate. They did make provision for it. They did say an independent body must be in place in order to try and deal with the appeals. Some actually argue very quickly that it's not even about an appeal because this section clearly speaks about the reputation of the ANC and the impact an individual leader has on the party.
Tsidi, thank you very much indeed for your insights. I no doubt you'll be paying attention to the story for the remainder of the week as we build, of course, to that ordinary sitting of the National Executive Committee. Senior political reporter for Eyewitness News, Tsidi Madia, joining us there on the line.